Montana environmental groups today sued the federal government for not doing enough to protect bull trout. Corin Cates Kearney reports.
The lawsuit filed in Oregon District Court is the latest in more than a half dozen lawsuits accusing the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service of not adequately protecting the threatened native fish over the past 20 years. Bull trout were listed as threatened under the Federal Endangered Species Act in 1998. Arlene Montgomery is program director of Friends of the Wild Swan. In the lawsuit, her group and Alliance for the Wild Rockies challenge elements of the Fish and Wildlife's bull trout recovery plan released last September.
We think that the plan is flawed in several ways. The first is that it actually allows 25% of the bull trout in four of their population core areas to be extirpated.
A Fish and Wildlife Service spokesperson said they couldn't comment on pending litigation. A press release at the time of the recovery plan's announcement said the Fish and Wildlife Service collaborated for more than a year to develop it with federal, tribal, state, and private parties. The Fish and Wildlife Service and Arlene Montgomery agree that bull trout are an important indicator species.
Bull trout are important because they require the coldest and the cleanest water of all the salmonids. They really are kind of a canary in the coal mine. As bull trout decline, that means our water quality is declining.
The bull trout recovery plan has six recovery areas, reaching into Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Nevada, and Montana. I'm Corin Cates Kearney, Montana Public Radio.